Welcome to the ABM Conversations Podcast, the number one podcast for B2B marketers wanting to explore timeless account-based marketing strategies to drive revenue, customer engagement, retention, and everything that makes sense to both marketers and sales folks. No more fluff. No more vanity metrics. Live from India, made for the world. And now your hosts, Yog and Manish.
Welcome to the ABM Conversations Podcast. This is me, Manish.
And this is Yog.
And today we're going to talk about content marketing for B2B companies.
Right. So the fundamental part, Manish, today I wanted to discuss, and probably, you know, this is a problem for most of our audience as well, I guess, is there are two parts. One, the content production in itself. And the second is the content consumption. So since you're an expert with respect to creating great pieces of content, you know, I would want you to lead with that. But one thing I've really found interesting is in the whole of the internet, tons and tons of content are found, but still there are only 3% probably, 3% of people in the whole of internet are actually creating original content. Everybody else is kind of either sharing it or amplifying it, or even kind of, you know, for the lack of right word, maybe even plagiarizing or tweaking it and playing it around. But original content is only 3%. So, you know, production in itself is a huge problem, what do you think?
Right. I think that's right. But I don't think that should be a problem, because, you know, there are very few things in the world that are original. That shouldn't be a problem at all, as long as it's relevant and it's repackaged well to the right audience. And this content marketing for B2B companies, you know, B2B marketers, is a tricky topic for me, because although content marketing is in my comfort zone, it's also something that constantly gives me nightmares. And, you know, there are things that I don't know the answers to. And I think it's, yeah, and I think it's a very good topic for us to discover, and maybe invite feedback and dialogues from people listening to this episode. The problems that I want to address when it comes to the context of content marketing for B2B companies is, you know, there is not one size fits all content marketing strategy. You
know, absolutely.
Content marketing is different for companies across the board, across verticals and industries. And the other problem is there are many, there are a variety of content that resonates with people across the funnels, right? And the most common mistakes that marketers today do in the realm of B2B marketing is they mostly write content, I guess, targeted for top of the funnel audience, and they complain, why is it not converting? Because
right.
They are not addressing to the right audience, right?
Right, absolutely. And I think there's also another angle to this. You know, most of the times in B2B organizations, in my experience or whatever I've seen, is that the content creation team sits in a so totally different place.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the sales folks sit on the other side of the spectrum. And what happens is 90% of the time, the kind of content that these guys research and produce, it's quality content, but salespeople are not using it as part of their conversations to close deals, or even, as you said, different parts of the funnel, right? It could be either a case study, it could be either, you know, even a comparison about a competition. It could be any piece of content, but it's not even known that it exists. So that's the primary problem. And yes, I totally agree that a lot of content marketers tend to focus too much on the top of the funnel. It needs to be focused on different parts of the funnel. But, you know, since you are a content marketing expert, and, you know, your last probably 7 to 10 years is extremely focused on content creation, and you've seen different parts of it. So what are your key learnings, or what would you share with our audience, you know, especially on content creation or typical problems that comes into the day-to-day life of a B2B marketer?
Yeah, let's tackle it in bullet points, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think the answer to a lot of questions that we are raising in this episode today is account-based marketing, right? I think account-based marketing can be a silver bullet to address a lot of pain points that we are talking about here today. Because what is ABM? What is account-based marketing, right? It's about, you know, narrowing your focus on a small group of customer or a customer base, and then trying to understand their intentions, their aspirations, and their pain points inside out, and then doing a surgery on what we can do to cater to their needs.
Right. And in fact, this is where I really love the flip the funnel concept of Sangram Bajre.
Yeah.
And special mention to Sangram and the whole team of Terminus. I love what you guys do. So the thing is, he said this, right? So the typical way a funnel is looked at is things are broad at the top and it kind of narrows down, which means typically you reach out to 10,000 companies and then a few show some interest and ultimately one or two kind of convert and become your customer. But on the contrary, just the way you mentioned, when you flip the funnel, what happens is you know what kind of companies to go after. So this gives clarity on two things. One, you know who your ideal customer persona is, right? So you know what kind of company, you know what kind of people and what profiles and what industry, all of this. And now you clearly decide that I want these 10, 20 logos as part of my customer list. And then you start identifying people within those companies. So it's like inverted funnel. I have a very limited set of companies to go after. And then within that, I have layers of people that I want to get in touch with. And, probably it's nice that you, in fact, brought in the ABM concept into this, because I also wanted to talk in the later part of this that we need to cater with different kinds of content for people at different levels.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
So, going back to the bullet points that I was talking about, right? One is definitely having an ABM strategy, account-based marketing strategy, that will help the sales and marketing team work together. Like you mentioned earlier, right? There's a huge gap, not even a small gap. There's a huge gap across all industries where marketing and sales teams work in silos. They don't work together. I mean, marketing has their own strategy and they think they are responsible for giving leads to the sales team, and the sales team complain about how much of a junk lead they give. Because,
Tell me about it.
Like the conventional funnel, right? The 10,000 number of people that you are targeting, it's all ambient noise. It's not who you want to attract to your funnel, right? It's only 10%. So why not get started with the 10% itself and then acquire them and then expand your retention? That's a much leaner, smarter, and time and cost efficient way of doing marketing and sales, right? That's number one. The other thing is, there are definitely ways to create content that is relevant to the right person at the right stage and the right person who has the buying and authority, a buying decision to make the purchase of whatever you're selling or whatever you're trying to convince them of, right? That definitely should be something that the marketing team should sit with the sales team to get the insights on. Because like you said, right, the sales team are not using the content that the marketing is producing. Why? I think it's fundamentally because it's not relevant to the customers that they talk day in and day out. But if the sales guys are involved in the content strategy and the marketing strategy on a daily basis, I think it's highly relevant because they are proxying customer insights, customer feedback to the marketing team.
The cream of what I hear from what he says is that make sure that the sales team and the content marketing team and the entire marketing team are focusing on the same set of audience, because ultimately this team writes or focus on somebody else, and then sales team is looking at somebody else, and then if these two are not meeting, they're going to be two different silos in the organization.
Exactly. It's like they are working for two different target groups, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And two different companies within the same company. Exactly. You don't want that.
Yeah. And as much as we would like to assume it's otherwise, I think that's what, that's the trap that most of the companies fall in.
Right.
And going back to the bullet points that we're talking about, the third thing that I want to bring up is, nothing is set in stone. We have to test and retreat on the ideas. For example, take insights from your sales team, make your content strategy, marketing strategy based on the insights that you get from them, and then test those ideas out. And salespeople are not always the best experts in marketing, but they can definitely help, right? And then once you have this cohesive harmony between sales and marketing, you have more than enough ideas to experiment on and then see what sticks. You know, don't do experiment for the sake of doing experiments, but do experiments that calculated experiments that you think will get you results.
What I really love from what you're saying is that, you know, salespeople might not be right all the time, but the good aspect about it is that the sales team is kind of the closest to reality. They know, whether an account is converting or not. And in fact, you know, they know whether it's worth to spend time on a particular account or not. So that's where it all begins. And I love the part where you said, look at the different pieces of the funnel. And I would like to add a little more to it. I would say that, in fact, look at who are the different people in your funnel, right? So originally we spoke about, look at the kind of companies that you want to identify and then identify the kind of people within those accounts that you want to target. So, you know, the thing is, it's important to create a specific piece of content for each level of people, each functions within the company. And you spoke about decision makers, and I think there are influencers and there are also decision makers. So, and especially what happens is when you're buying a software, for example, there is a person who's going to sponsor and who's going to spend on buying, and then there are the set of people who will be using the product. So they are internally going to listen to the set of people who are using and take that feedback as well. So what you want to do you need to look at catering to the end users in a particular way and create great pieces of content that speaks about what value they get on a daily basis. And typically, people in the organization don't want to use 10 different tools all the time. So you want to show them how it's going to make a difference on a daily basis. And now you go a level above and you're talking to a C-level executive or who is a decision maker at that part. They want to know what's the kind of return it's going to get, or is there going to be a difference in terms of cost, or are they going to save something about it, or how is that going to tie in into the existing infrastructure that they've already invested in, and so on. So I think it depends not just about talking to your internal sales team, but also identifying that who are the people that will influence the influence circle and the decision making circle, and then cater into that.
Great point, Yag. I totally agree. And what this reminds me of is something that the podcast host Tim Ferriss says about his process of writing. You know, he and I think ABM and B2B marketing can borrow so many ideas from other non-related fields, and this is definitely one of them. Where he says his writing is he approaches his writing by imagining just one or two friends that he has in real life, and he sits down to write his book or blog, whatever he's working on, and he imagines those people and imagines the content being addressed to them instead of 10,000 people that might end up reading that blog. And he says that is a magical way to make his content super, super relevant to the 100 or 10,000 people that might end up reading his post. And I think that's a great approach to have also in ABM marketing, because when you have a composite of your buyer persona, the influencers and the buyers who are going to end up buying your software or whatever you are selling there, it saves you time and so much of unnecessary imagination, right? You just have one person that you think is in your head, and you're just talking to him on a personal level. And that's what account-based marketing is at the core, right?
Right. And in fact, the whole point is that you have to talk differently to different people within the same company and know what really attracts. And since you borrowed this idea from Tim Ferriss, I also kind of have an inspiration from Nassim Taleb. Nassim Taleb has a whole different perspective. He says that be kind of a communist to your family, and then at the next level, within your friends and people around, look at it as a socialism. And then the level above, when you go outside your family, look at it as a libertarian. And then at the largest level, look at it as democracy.
The point is,
at each level, the needs are level, the trust levels are different, the ideas are different, and the kind of people you're dealing are different. So the comfort level is also going to be different. So cater to each people the way they want.
So be context sensitive, and that will help you make your content and make your whole marketing strategy highly relevant to the people that you're trying to serve and reach out to, right?
Right. So the second side, the second part I wanted to talk as part of this is that, yes, we spoke about creating and reaching out, but what happens when people come on to your website? So more often than not, what happens is, say, you send an email, there's an email campaign, and then from that level, what happens is, the moment somebody lands onto your website, the kind of content that they see is totally different. Say, you've sent out an email campaign that is focused on, how do I put it? Say, if you're talking about saving cost. And at the end of the day, from there, they land onto your pricing page, and the kind of content that shows is totally irrelevant, then it doesn't work. What if you could use some sort of a content recommender tool, maybe, right, that exists in the market? And say that the moment they land on this page, you can say the total cost ownership using this product could be so much. Or company in your industry from the same geography tried this, and this is the difference that it made. Something like that, right? So at the end of the day, the flow should be very contextual. Landing from an email onto your website and the kind of content that is suggested to them, the whole flow needs to be seamless so that it feels like we are talking the relevant things, and the experience is again seamless. It should not be like, from there I come in, I'm promised something, here I'm taking a whole different direction, or maybe I'm starting things from scratch. That should not be the case.
That's another great point you've made, and it reminds me of the concept of content experience that is highly talked about nowadays, and it's also relevant to what you just mentioned, Yark. I think it's highly important for us to map the journey of customers that land in your online real estate, and track what works, or how track their behavior, their navigation route, and then react react to those behaviors in a relevant way. And that will not only help the marketing team, but also help the sales team to convert and close the sales cycle faster. Right.
So we spoke about the creation part. We spoke about the experience part when they landed on your website. And I think it's only logical to, look into the final and the core important piece of the analytics side of things.
Mm-hmm.
So, originally we spoke about content marketers sitting separately and salespeople sitting separately. What could also bind them is some sort of analytics that gives them an insight into what is really being used by an end consumer and what is being really useful for them and what's not working. Think, for example, say, similar to the account-based example that you started with, say, I've focused on set of 10 pieces of content for different people in an organization with respect to some company X. Now, I want to go back to the analytics and see that out of the set of things that I suggested, what are the pieces of content that they have selected to read? And maybe it could be some sort of a leaderboard that could say that these are the top 10 or top 5 pieces of content that was consumed by this particular account. Now, what happens is you go in and zoom in a level further, and you get to see that at each level, what kind of content was preferred by C-levels, what kind of content was preferred by managers, and so on. You take this, and it gives you two different perspectives. One is that you know that these people enjoyed this, and it could be a great feedback for your content team to go back and tell them that, hey, you know what? These pieces worked out great. So we need to probably produce more pieces of content on these kind of topics. Now, content people find this really interesting, and they work in a much more integrated manner. Now they know that there is a purpose to what they're producing. It's not just I'm writing for a top of the funnel or mid funnel or some part of the funnel, right? So they know that this is how the customer is reacting. They have a sense of purpose to what they're writing. What do you think?
Absolutely love it. As a content marketer, I can't agree more, because what you're saying is, there's a guiding light to what the marketing team is doing or is supposed to do when you come up with these data-driven feedback from customers directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak, right? When you talk with data, it's without noise, right? It's all
signals.
Yeah, it's all signal. And
else it's kind of, what do you say? It's virtue signaling. Otherwise, you feel I'm doing great and it's not working. And then, one more piece I would like to add here is people coming onto a particular page from, the way you have put content, you could also look at this as micro conversions.
Absolutely.
What yes. I mean as micro conversions is not just consumption of content, but leading people to a particular page. Say I can look at people coming into the pricing page as, one micro conversion because I can see them as they've consumed a piece of content, they found it interesting, they are now looking for a price. Or, downloading one white paper from there, they move on to check something else. So you can look at the different things that they are consuming, and the more they consume, I can say that they are getting more and more closer to talking to a salesperson. So this is what I call as micro-conversion.
That's a great way to look at it. Break down your goals into several smaller pieces that are doable, that are achievable, and then create a cohesive journey for the customers, right? And in today's day and age, I think with so many tools, a lot of them, a lot of whom are free in online, right? There is absolutely no barrier to running these experiments. For us as B2B marketers, we can, test them out. We can find them for free trials or freemium models, and then we can absolutely run our experiments to see what works.
So, Manish, I think it was a very interesting discussion. Let's kind of wrap with this. And so, guys, feel free to give us feedback of what you think, and if we missed out any points, or you would like to add something, or if you found something particularly interesting. And give us a shout out on LinkedIn or in the show notes. And let's stay tuned. So until we meet you next time, it's bye from Yag.
And bye from Manish. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the ABM Conversations Podcast. Make sure you subscribe and share your comments with us. We're constantly looking for your feedback, thoughts, and suggestions to make the show more relevant to you.